What's up, Doc?
Hey, thanks for asking. We're about to find out. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Andy Amanda Show. Andy Kimball here in the U.S. We have Amanda Love, as we all know, and Love Amanda Love in the U.K. How you doing, Amanda?
No, I'm doing really well, sweetheart. How about yourself?
Feel pretty darn good here, too. Pretty darn good.
No, late
nights, early mornings, trying to catch up with this California lifestyle, you know.
No, you're burning the candle at both ends, my darling.
You know it. Yo, man. Yeah, it ain't easy being me, you know?
Well, you got to live up to the name, the legend that is the name, Andy Kimball.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble now. Uh-oh.
You got to do it.
So you doing well? You doing okay over there? How's everything going?
Yeah, everything's going very smoothly here. Yeah, it's been a blessed day and lots of stuff to cover and regarding the news and stuff. But you want me to crack right on with that?
Right on.
Yeah?
Right on. Let's dive right into what we need to dive into.
Okay. So first of all, before I share the second thing, which I've been promoting today for the show, there's a bit of a scandal going on within our government and around our House Secretary.
I thought you were going to say our show. Yeah.
Oh, well, there's always a scandal with our show, you know.
I can't follow the logic on that at all.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. Listeners, you know the scandal. Yeah. We're the craziness. Yeah. That is the Andy and Amanda show. So, So our House Secretary, Matt Hancock, as I mentioned on the previous show, he's been in the news quite a bit regarding the things he's been failing on within government. And now they're leaking photos of him having an affair with his aide in government and breaking social distancing rules, the very rules he set out. So, of course, all the parties... enraged, wanting him to be sacked, and Boris Johnson is like, no. He's forgiven. They're trying to close the matter. They're trying to sweep it under the carpet, but, you know, the other political parties are like, no, we should do something about this. I'm sure the government is pretty... people are pretty pissed off with the situation, you know, because he's promoting, hey, stay away from each other, but I'm not going to do the same. So, yeah. That's all over the news at the moment, and everyone's waiting to see if something changes, whether he will be made to leave his position. So that's that bit of scandal. But the other topic I wanted to briefly cover today, my sweetie, is to do with Britney Spears. She's been all over the news as well.
She has been.
So with Britney Spears in the news, and I wanted to talk because of the issues surrounding her story regarding mental health. And that to me is a huge deal, as you know, and I hold it close to my heart because so many of us experience some form of mental health. So I'm not going to label it as an issue or illness because it has become a normal part of us. The human need to understand the weight we carry, the emotional pains we experience as humans, which has become so intense within many of us now. And that becomes a mental heaviness over time, which we have not had the tools taught to us to manage and deal with this issue. And that's what makes it worse. And the stigma attached to the conditions and how we are perceived with this due to poor education and singling people out. So, you know, the world has shifted. It's moved. The times have changed. Our behaviors and patterns have changed with us. We've become even more separated from each other on one hand and yet so connected on another. And yet we still find it hard to communicate and truly connect with each other. And we have many experiences in life that cause that pain and confusion and scars emotionally and mentally. So many of us are used to having it feel a part of the norm, and we do not, you know, shine a light on it because we have been conditioned just to get on with things, right? And on the other hand, many of us are extremely sensitive, and we reach a point in our journey where those past experiences or current ones have such a unique impact on us that it just takes that one trigger to bring up memories and pains we had once forgotten, the very things that can hold us back in life and keep us in a state of unhappiness and a deep sense of detachment from ourselves and others. And then we go seek love from others, and that can ruin relationships, raising children, having a quality of life where we are not traumatized, and much of our mental health experiences come from some sort of trauma. So for Britney, she experienced that share, you know, back in 2007 with many contributing factors, and we all know her story after her divorce and how she acted out because she didn't know how to express and deal with what she was traumatized with. And she had a court order to help with her troubles with having a conservatorship for those people who weren't aware. Of course, the whole world looked down on her and judged her. And so fast forward to now, it's all over the media. And she's now pleading for that conservatorship to come to an end because of the sheer imprisonment that she has felt from the smallest of things, like not being able to change the color of her kitchen cabinets to
yeah.
the bigger things, like having access to billions of dollars she's earned, right? That would piss me
you
off,
can,
too.
You can, Kurt, thanks to E.T., we can actually provide our listeners some background as to how this all came about and what she's been up to. But the interesting thing is, and we'll come back to this after we hear this this report, is we're hearing the conservatorship placed upon her by her attorney, her dad. You're not seeing any mental health professionals comment who treated her or in any way gave her a diagnosis
yeah.
early on. That said that she needs conservatorship. This is all her celebrityness, her management, all about money. It all comes down to, and we've got how many times we talked about that and greed. Let's take a listen to this. And there's some other things I want to play, too, from Britney supporters. But this is from E.T., so let's just sit back and take a listen, then we'll come back and discuss it.
Fantastic.
How about we all start listening to Britney Spears? She certainly deserves a hell of a lot more than a low-rent mommy dearest in a boxy suit.
Britney says she felt traumatized, exploited, and demoralized, telling the court, "I just want my life back." Brit blasted her father, Jamie Spears, and everyone involved in her conservatorship, saying, quote, "They should be in jail."
It was interesting to watch all the lawyers' faces as she was saying this, and it looked like everyone was trying to have a very expressionless face, but it was definitely dramatic.
To make the allegations that she made about, you know, comparing what she was going through to sex trafficking and abuse, I mean, these are some pretty strong allegations.
Britney, who spoke for 30 minutes by phone, got specific about her abuse claims. One allegation, she was forced to tour in 2018, even when she was sick.
You know, Britney's story kind of sounds like all of these people in her life were using her as a cash cow. They were using her to make money.
Another claim, she had to pay $60,000 a month to go to rehab. Brit says she cried on the phone for an hour about it to her dad, who, quote, loved every minute of it, adding he loved the control to hurt his own daughter 100,000%.
I think that she's definitely taking the offensive. The truth is always in the middle. She's probably exaggerating stuff, and so is the father.
Jamie's legal team responded to Britney's claim with a statement saying he loved Britney very much and was, quote, sorry to see his daughter suffering and in so much pain. Britney also shared details from her private medical history. She said that in 2019, when she didn't want to do another Vegas residency, she says she was forced to take the psychiatric medication lithium, which made her feel drunk.
Lithium is a very hard drug, especially for very hardcore bipolar individuals. I have a lot of clients on lithium, but they take it freely, and it has helped them tremendously.
And remember these Instagram posts?
I am fine. Yes, I'm totally fine. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Britney says her carefree Instagram persona has been a lie. Quote, I've been in denial. I've been in shock. I'm not happy. So why did Britney take so long to reveal all of this? Well, the singer said she was afraid and honestly didn't know she could petition to have the conservatorship ended.
It is almost somewhat hard to believe, but the way she said it was very believable.
But one of the most startling courtroom revelations, Britney claims under the conservatorship, she's not allowed to get married or have a baby.
You like being a mom?
Yes, I love being a mom.
Want to have more kids?
I would love to have more kids.
That was Britt back with E.T. in 2013, and yesterday she told a judge she was forced into using an IUD for birth control. Quote, this so-called team won't let me go to the doctor to take it out because they don't want me to have any more children. Shockingly, that's perfectly legal.
Under conservatorship, you do have someone that makes medical decisions on your behalf, and ultimately that person would have the final say on whether or not this was removed or not.
In some instances, patients truly can't make medical decisions for themselves.
Dr. Nita Landry of The Doctor says if Britney does get the device removed, she faces another battle.
Britney's approaching 40, so she would be considered advanced paternal age. She can have more difficulty getting pregnant.
And Britt's getting support from her ex, Justin Timberlake. After coming under fire in the Framing Britney Spears documentary, JT tweeted, quote, what's happening to her is just not right. No woman should ever be restricted from making decisions about her own body. As for boyfriend of 4 years, Sam Asghari, he's also been supportive and told us exclusively back in 2019 that he saw a future with the pop star.
Is she the one? Do you see marriage in the future?
I mean, absolutely. We're a family.
If I wasn't under the restraints that I'm under right now, I'd feel so liberated.
A source tells ET Brittany and Sam basically live their life as a couple under curfew. She wants to be free of all the restrictions. That includes being able to get married. Earlier this year, Sam called Britt's conservator dad, Jamie, an expletive in a fiery post claiming he is, quote, trying to control Sam's relationship with his daughter.
The reports of your dad doing a background check, is that not true?
That is true.
That is true.
Yeah.
In 2013, the pop star admitted to ET her dad was definitely overprotective. At the time, she was in a nearly two-year relationship with former bartender David Lucado.
Does David and your father get along?
Yeah, they get along.
In just 24 hours, there were more than a million tweets about Britt. Mariah Carey encouraged her to stay strong, while Halsey admired her courage, and Khloe Kardashian said, "You deserve better." Britney name-dropped some fellow celebs in her testimony. First, Paris Hilton.
Her initial reaction to Paris's documentary about what happened to her in boarding school was that she didn't know if she believed it, and she was worried nobody would believe her. What's your reaction to that?
You should know we believe her.
Free Britney!
We love Britney!
Then there's vocal Brit supporter Miley Cyrus. Both have the same management. Brit called out the unfairness, saying she smokes on joints on stage at the VMAs. Nothing is ever done to this generation for doing wrong things, but my precious body has worked for my dad for the past 13 years trying to be so good and pretty.
Well, there we have it. There's the background in a nutshell. And, of course, I think ET could have done a much better job than we could have. And that's why I want to just play the report to give our listeners, you know, a background on what this is all about and why she was suddenly, you know, blasted all over the news again. And what we're hearing is something that, again, you know, before we played that clip, that is not all that uncommon, where you get somebody who's making a lot of money, regardless of what field they're in, really. An entertainer, or, you know, we can also look at self-made entrepreneurs who start with nothing and end up being very, very wealthy, and the people who they surround themselves with, and the people who begin to invade their lives and take their lives over and control them. You know, it's amazing to me. It's just amazing to me that, you know, being a dad myself, you know. I just... It couldn't possibly occur to me to do anything that would control, you know, my daughter or, you know, a son's life, as the case may be, and depending on the circumstance. You know, you want them to do well, to get all the rewards they're entitled to, everything they worked for, and live happily thereafter, and have lots of babies, have a lot of grandkids, whatever.
Yeah, you know, I already feel so for her.
This really, and the more I look at this, and we're going to play some more here too, but the more I look at this just from bird's eye, it doesn't seem to me to be a conflict or a crisis of mental health as much as it does the legal process. You know, how is she allowed by judges, by the courts, to be in a conservatorship?
Yeah.
Conservative. You know.
Well, the thing is as well, there's two ways to look at this, okay? So on one hand, it was beneficial for her because they felt like regarding the previous issue she had back in 2007,
right.
You know, by stopping her having more kids, she can, you know, end up having the same problem she had. And by, you know, stopping her from marrying her boyfriend, she can experience that same kind of trauma she experienced with her marriage breakup. And, you know, trying to support her in that way, I get it. I understand it. But on the other hand, when you're creating that sort of control and imprisonment, that, again, is creating more mental health issues because you feel...
It's imprisonment. Yeah. Just what you just said. It is not. Yeah. That is not. And we've had mental health experts on the show, and we both know mental health experts outside of their show. That is not how a patient is treated. A patient is You know, mental illness, if somebody has a mental illness, and that's only experts can make that appropriate diagnosis. If somebody is literally mentally ill, then that could be remedied as though you had another type of physiological or illness that can be remedied. It's a mental illness. There are experts, there are pharmaceuticals, there are treatments, there are programs that'll get you better to whatever extent, as there are pharmaceuticals and experts and hospitals and diagnosis and x-rays and all these different things if you had a physical or physiological illness. And but for this to go to the courts and have a judge decide, hey, you know what, and her dad be on, and you know, her lawyer being on the judge's side, you know, a bombshell. You know, I mean, it's like oh my God, you know, just and
it's kind of like a dictatorship, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. Who are they to put this girl in prison?
Yeah. Yeah.
They put this girl in prison.
She's done so much for her career, for her family, for, you know, everything, and put herself out there in such a way. And then to have part of her life, well, a big part of her life taken away like that and said, this is how you're going to live it. It just feels so heartbreaking. And I feel for her. And I know many people are putting her down, you know, seeing her in a different light, all because of how the media paints the story of her. You know, how they really put her down when she went through that trauma originally was disgusting. Yeah, she acted like she was showing, I've had enough. You know, this is me retaliating, saying, please show me some compassion here because I can't do this anymore.
You know, Brittany had a relationship with Justin Timberlake, who had something to say about this. And let's take a listen.
So after Britney Spears' passionate testimony to end her 13-year conservatorship, lots of celebrities showed their support, including her ex, Justin Timberlake.
Yes. So Justin wrote on Twitter, after what we saw today, we should all be supporting Britney at this time. Regardless of our past, good and bad, and no matter how long ago it was, what's happening to her is just not right. No woman should ever be restricted from making decisions about her own body. No one should ever be held against their will or ever have to ask permission to access everything they've worked so hard for. Jess and I send our love and our absolute support to Britney during this time. We hope the courts and her family make this right and let her live however she wants to live.
Britney complained that she was being forced to strip naked. She complained that she was forced into an institution for treatment, you know, basically for some type of a retreat that she didn't want to go to. And she even complained, for example, that she wasn't allowed to have her nails done. And she said, the housekeepers that come to my house over the pandemic have had their nails done, and I'm not allowed to have my nails done. I mean, they have treated her so shabbily, and that was really revealed in her statements to the court.
She's dropped a lot of bombshells. The worst one was probably that they forced her to take lithium, which we all know the effects of that. It's very dangerous. Just the day-to-day abuse. They're forcing her to work 7 days a week. If she doesn't work, she doesn't see her kids or her boyfriend. They threaten her with that. You know, her family, she wants to sue all of them. She's mad at her family because they all are on the side of the conservatorship. And she says, I'm feeding them and clothing them and putting roofs over their heads. You know, I've proven myself. So not only did she ask for it to end, but she said, I shouldn't have to be evaluated. I've proven myself.
For me personally, the fact that she has an IUD that they will not let her take out. She wants to have children, she wants to get married, and they will not let her do that. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because, like, you know, part of the reason why she was in this thing to begin with is because they, you know, she was postpartum and they took advantage of that and didn't help her. And she's lost 13 years and she wanted more children. And it's just, it's heartbreaking that she hasn't been able to have them.
But we haven't truly heard from her until today. And to be vindicated in that, to be vindicated in every worry that we had is indescribable. Honestly, it just gives us so much more motion and fire to just keep this going, keep this movement going until every conservatorship and every victim of conservatorship abuse is justified and gets their justice, gets the justice that they're seeking.
One of the reasons this happens is because there is no place to vent. There is no place to go. You can be extremely abused, oppressed, traumatized in the Los Angeles County Probate Court, and there is literally nobody and no entity that is responsible for investigating and making sure that things are done correctly. This has to be changed.
We're not only going to free Britney, but we are going to reform these laws. We are going to fix this broken system. There's no oversight into conservatorship. We need to keep an eye on them, because in something that really kind of blew me away that Britney said was, she knows, she's done her research, and she knows there are thousands of conservatorship victims out there. Like, she is smart, and I think that the attention on her case will hopefully open people's eyes to the fact that this could happen to you or me or our family members. If you have some money and someone wants it, they can pretty much conserve you. It's way too easy to do it.
Oh, what more to say? My goodness, we're covering it all here on the Andy Mander Show. If you'd like to join the show, you're certainly welcome to by dialing 515-605-988. You can also email the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. We have a caller from New York, the great city of New York. Carol is on the phone, and let me hit the right key and get our New York caller, Carol. Carol from New York, welcome to the Andy Mander Show.
Carol. I'm just calling in. Hello. I'm just calling in listening to the debacle about Britney Spears. And I don't know, it's just making me think a lot about just how women are treated in the popular media and popular culture, especially I see a lot of, I think at the basis of this conservatorship was when Britney was kind of trying to get away from the paparazzi when she had kids. At first, and she was just trying to get them to stay away from her, take away their attention, and they would just follow her everywhere without, when she would say, stay away from me, I'm like, I don't want you around. But the problem is that there's so much money invested in in popular media that all of the paparazzi would, if they got a photo of Britney Spears or any woman who's in music or in the industry, showcasing any sort of outburst or inappropriate behavior, they can get paid so much for that. So it was worth more to exploit her quote unquote inappropriate behavior, even though she doesn't want these there was a photo of her, and maybe in 2011, 2012, of her hitting someone's car. And her, she just shaved her head, but the whole outburst was because she's just trying to get away from the paparazzi. And I think all of those outbursts, all of the popular media claims were what laid the basis and kind of gave proof to give her conservatorship that she wasn't okay. But she really just wanted privacy and personal space. And you see the same thing with Lindsay Lohan. Instead of censoring Lindsay Lohan trying to get help when she had drug or alcohol abuse problems, it was why they would corner her in interviews and kind of make it there was something wrong with her. And that you see with Amanda Bynes, there's just so many women in media who whenever something goes wrong, it's just that's the center of everything. It's just so disappointing. And I think everything with the conservatorship, that's definitely huge issue that needs to come to a stop, and a lot of people need to be freed other than Britney Spears. But I think the center of it is also just kind of shifting the focus of money in corporate media programs, just so that these people, even though they're celebrities, they're still people, and you can't just exploit them for your own profit. It's just kind of ridiculous.
Exactly. I completely agree with you, sweetheart. You know, everything you just said there is spot on. I as a woman, I feel very passionate about this, how women get targeted and made to seem like we're broken, there's something wrong with us, and they immediately turn to things like mental health issues, and we're not able to cope, and we're setting the worst example when, there's men in the industry too. But I'm not going to bring up the whole sexist thing, because that's not what I'm talking about here. But, we do get given a bad name and we're dragged through the mud, more so, I think, and especially in interviews. I've seen various interviews with female actors and, singers, and they are targeted and asked these ridiculous questions, made to look pathetic, and I feel for them, I really do. And the way Britney is coming back is so worthy of her fans and the public in general, because like you said, she's not the only one that needs to be freed. there are so many who need to be freed. And if she can be this beautiful example for everybody and possibly create some sort of shift or change in that direction, I think that's going to be an incredible thing. So although her pain is very traumatic for her, she doesn't, I hope she realizes how worthy it is for all of us, because on some level, we're all going to benefit from this. And for everybody who's been through it, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Like, I think if we can end the conservatorship and kind of move forward from this, that would be a huge step, like stepping stone in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we need to do is take the legal process out of this equation altogether. You know, the judges and lawyers have no business being in this arena. They don't.
Yeah.
And the other side of this is, and we've seen and heard this before, is how did Britney Spears get in a position, legally and psychologically, but mostly in a legal standpoint, really, to have this occur in her life?
Yeah.
You know, and we can, there's so many, a very good friend of mine, who was one of the members of a very well-known band out of the UK, Amanda, back in the 70s, late 60s, 70s, called Badfinger.
Yes,
Very good friend of mine, and he's singing. He's a great guy. And so here's the deal. They made a ton of money, a whole lot of money, and they all would have been set for life, and their manager stole every dime of it, leaving him destitute. One of the original founders of the band committed suicide. He hung himself there in the UK.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Why am I pointing that up? Because, you know, when you get to a certain status in life, as a celebrity, as a performer, as an athlete, right? In some degree of notoriety, a celebrity, in regardless of how you achieve that in whatever field, you begin to get all these solicitations and connections and networking from management and managers and business managers and accountants and lawyers and all these people. They see this big pot of gold and they all want to dive in and grab the pot of gold. And the personality, the person, the human life, which is at the center and created the opportunity for all these money grabbers, is disregarded. And if they have, well, just psychological issue. She shouldn't be entitled to all this money right now because she's mentally ill. She can't handle it. Let's go to court and get a judge's order so she can or he can't handle the money anymore. We need to take it over because they're irresponsible, not mentally capable of doing it. And then the legal process kicks in, and that's where this whole thing gets screwed up.
Yes.
That's where this whole thing gets screwed up.
Yeah.
Where it should be left in the hand of professionals, of mental health professionals, and guiding her, seeing her through this, maybe taking her out of the stardom, the celebrity thing, getting her well, and then easing her back into it, you know. And this business about not being a parent, I got to attest, I've got two amazing daughters, incredible daughters, and I was a dad in my 40s, and so was my wife. And I can attest and give a firsthand accounting for the ability for people to have amazing kids in your 40s and older, by the way, and older. But, you know, I've met a lot of parents, I'm in my 40s. A lot of people have kids in their 20s and early 30s. And hello, hey, what are you about? Surround, you know, I'm walking my kids around in a walker. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
No, but not really. But anyway, so when I heard that, that is total bullshit. Whoa, I don't know if we should have the IUD taken out because that means she might want to have babies, and we think that might be a little bit too much of a risk. Who the hell are you? What's
exactly
this bullshit?
Exactly.
Yeah, bullshit.
It is bullshit. You're taking away someone's human rights to reproduce and do all that stuff, and that's just – it's disgusting. It really is disgusting, you know? And it's not –
oh, well.
That's the common response, but it's not leading a very good example, is it, either, for future generations, you know, how to trust our legal system, the media, the lifestyle of that celebrity status of wanting to become a celebrity. And unfortunately, once you sign that contract and you become public property, and once you're public property, well, your life gets dictated in so many different ways, it's hard not to have a mental breakdown or have severe issues with mental health, as many, many celebrities do, from the sheer pressure of it all. And I think something needs to be done somewhere where you're seen as a human. All right, you have the right to pull out that contract and say, I'm not going to be public property. I'm not going to be this person's money-making opportunity. I guess it takes you to a deeper place, doesn't it? I mean, how many actors and actresses actually say to themselves, or singers, well, why am I doing this? Why am I actually doing this? Am I doing it because I'm passionate about the job? Am I doing it because I want people to love and adore me? Is there deeper issues regarding these things? Why do we get into it in the first place? I think that's an interesting question as well, that we can look at and address where all of this comes from. Because like I said, once you sign that contract, you're signing yourself over all of that life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a risk we take. It is a big risk we take. And I think dealing with it, there should be something in place for them as well to be able to deal with it. I mean, I know there's many experts they can go to. They can just call up on the phone straight away. Hi, I'm Britney Spears. Can you come over and see me? I mean, not in her case, but poor example. But, you know, there's plenty of people that would, you know, drop everything to speak to a celebrity and help them out with mental health and things like that. But even that can get leaked and spread all over the media. And then, you know, that can ruin your career and all sorts of things. So there's so many implications with this. It's so interesting.
Well,
and
as you said, or Carol said earlier that, you know, Britney Spears is a celebrity. Naturally, when she goes through this, it's going to be dragged through the news, you know, big time. And there's other news items as well that are incredibly crises, like a building collapsing in Florida with 159 people still missing. And Corona and on these bills that are on Biden's desk. And, you know, all these things we've been talking about for a long time and nursing along here. But, you know, I hear the headline news everywhere is Britney Spears. And I think I got a problem with that. You know, I'm thinking, you know, let you're dragging her into this again. Jesus Christ. Let her live a private life. Get her out of the fucking headlines. Let them iron this thing out. I'm sure the judge is going to release her from any powers exuded upon her by her manager and her father. I'm sure the judge will say, you know what, enough is enough. This is done. And I'm sure that's what's going to happen. I feel very confident that that's going to happen. And she'll move on, and that'll be that. And then we wish her well.
I really hope
so.
But this
is just, you know, it happens. I mean, it's in a way, here's the positive. And unfortunately, you need to have this crisis, this horrible thing happening in her life. And what can we take from that and turn that into a positive? And that is this.
Absolutely.
That the entire field, the mental health, the management, conservatorship, financial matters, who takes over from who and what and why and what and who makes those decisions, is going to be brought to, or has been brought to, the forefront, I think, in the mental health community. And through that and from that and through the press and through the headlines, we've all been made aware of this issue, and it's a significant issue that none of us give, you know, the time of day to think about, really, except those who are affected by it, you know, and they are deeply affected by it. And Britney Spears happens to be a celebrity, but there are millions of Britney Spears out there. Well, not millions, but however many. You know what I'm saying? A lot.
A lot
of Britney Spears.
Absolutely,
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people... Sorry, sweetheart. Go ahead, Carol.
No, you're good. No, I was just going to, like, bring it back to, like, why didn't they just take her out of the industry? Like, that's what she wanted. It was, like, her dad was, under, like, in control of the conservatorship, was not really involved in her young music career. He didn't go on tours with her. He wasn't really involved at all. But then she got super famous. She made so much money. And then she wanted to have kids. She wanted to not be involved in it anymore. She wanted to just step out of the light. And the popular press didn't want that. And then her dad didn't want that. And so he took her over, and she had to go back into the music industry, even though she didn't really want to. It's just it's just so sad.
And the thing is, I think there's possible manipulation from the industry as well sometimes that says, well, you know, this person's making us too much money. She's too valuable to us. Let's try and help her to stay with us, stick with us, and, you know, help her see that her career is the right way to go. And as much as I admire that from the industry, you know, it can be seen as corrupt. I mean, there's lots of people out there who, you know, have these conspiracy issues regarding the industry, movie industry, music industry, blah, blah, blah. You know, it goes on. But, you know, when you've got all that weight to try and do the right thing, and it must be very, very stressful when you're placed in that position. And who wouldn't crumble under any kind of weight like that? And you're right. She deserved that time to be able to pull away and say, this is my life. This is what I want. and nobody really let her do it. And that's heartbreaking. That really is heartbreaking.
So here's my question. Here's my question to both of you. Is she any good?
Brittany is amazing. I love Brittany.
I know, right? She's great.
I got a question. Wait, let's cut right down the chase here. I got a question. Yeah. So is she?
Go for it.
She got any talent? You know what I'm saying? Is she any good? You know what I'm saying?
She's great.
Wait a minute, Andy. That sounds a bit, you know, is she any good? I adore her. I loved her music when it first came out. It was Baby Hit Me One More Time, wasn't it? The first song that she released. And I think everybody went crazy over that. She had the schoolgirl uniform on, which was everybody was talking about, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow, what a video. And then her music was just so catchy, and she was a great performer and such a beautiful voice. And I admire the path she's been on. And she had that edge with Madonna as well. That, oh, my God, that was all over the media with that, wasn't it, when she kissed Madonna on stage at the awards. And that was controversial. And I think that a lot of the time, not only is it a good selling point for music and things and, you know, your life, but also sometimes it can be I'm going to bite back a bit, you know. This is me. I'm allowed to be a rebel. I'm allowed to have that edge. I'm allowed to be what I want to be. And I think sometimes that is the way for some celebrities, and sometimes it's just an industry thing to do, an industry move. But, wow, what a career she's had. So have you got many of her songs, Carol? Are you... got a collection?
Yeah, no, I work out to Britney Spears. She's the best.
Oh, cool.
Circus.
That's a really good one.
She's,
circus.
You said she was in the circus?
So many good ones.
Wait, you
no,
said she was...
Circus is one of her best songs. I think.
Wait, you say? Yeah. Wait. She was in the circus?
No, she wasn't. Andy. She wasn't in the circus.
Oh.
she's in the circus of life right now. Yes. Yeah, sure,
circus of life.
Yeah, circus of capitalism.
Yeah. Oh, Toxic was an amazing song. That's just I love it.
Yeah.
I've got it playing in my head right now. See the music video? Yes, I love it.
And we know.
So I assume, Mandy, you've not listened to much Britney. Or any.
No.
Oh, it's not your thing, right?
No.
It's not your style.
I've never really went for the pop artist too much myself, you know.
Oh,
I think what's her name? Miley Spears.
Spearman. Yes, excellent.
Yeah, Miley Spearman. I think she's got some talent. You know, I think she can sing. She can sing.
Again, you know? She was put through the slaughter, wasn't she? Really, with the media and everything as well. But yeah, sorry.
Yes, she was. That was another one, but not in the same arena that Britney was. But yes, you're right.
No, yeah. They seem to target
people.
I feel
like it's like all female artists almost. Yeah, like, or so many.
Yeah, I agree. And there seems to be a common theme, doesn't there? That singers that have done stuff with Disney, because you know Miley did stuff with Disney, Justin Timberlake did stuff with Disney. There's various artists that have been from Disney, and they, as soon as the media see them growing up and becoming more sexual in their appearance, that's it. They bring up this comparison immediately. She's gone from Disney to being this. And it's like, she's just an adult. She's expressing herself.
Yeah.
She's becoming who she really is. So, you know, it's one thing to be painted in the Disney fluffy kind of, this is all beautiful, like, to suddenly becoming an adult, and unfortunately... that happens, she's going to change, they're going to change, and so does our audience. The people that were watching her and loving her in Disney have grown up too. So it's like, you know, to make that comparison can be a bit unfair sometimes, I think.
I think you're, I agree. Do you know what's, they did, I'm trying to think, who was the, Britney Spears did a duet with Michael Jackson. Remember that? That was really, really popular at the time. It went, I remember seeing that. I wonder if I can grab that somewhere. The way you do the things you do. No, what I forget.
I thought you were going to say you were going to sing it. You're not going to sing it, Andy?
I could. I think Amanda and I should do it.
What about you, Carol? Can you sing it for us, darling?
That's okay.
Carol, do you sing? But do you sing? Are you a singer?
No, I am not a singer.
In the shower?
I sing in the shower, but I don't think it's very good.
Can we get a little demo? Can we get a little sampling? Anything?
All eyes on me, center of the room, just like a circus. That's the circus song by Britney.
Hey!
That's my girl. Well done, Carol. Whoa. I'm proud of you. She gave it a go. Can we give her a round of applause?
No. Anyway.
Come on now. I think you did good, Carol. You did good, girl.
you should take up singing. Listen.
Maybe.
Here on the Andy and Amanda show, we who needs American Idol? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You don't need it. Everybody's a star on the show. Yeah.
Yes.
Anybody can be a star. Again, our number here is 515-605-9888. And we have Carol from New York, and I think we had somebody dialed in before, and they went away. I don't know who that was. Somebody's in the office, but they've been joking trying to call
in. New York, Carol? How are things in New York?
Good. Getting better now that everyone's
Yeah, I was
going to
ask
now.
You about everybody get vaccinated. Yeah. There's the applause.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for doing that for her.
Yeah, but you are vaccinated in Carol. Did you get which menu item did you get vaccinated by? Who do you know?
I got
which?
The Moderna.
How was that for you? Did you any reactions? Anything?
I had no symptoms. Maybe I was a little bit drowsy, but I got it kind of early, kind of before people knew like what the main symptoms were. So I feel like I wasn't really thinking
she
about it.
She got it so early. She got it before they knew what COVID was. What?
yep. I was immune the whole time.
I ended up having the Pfizer one, and I don't know if you've heard any of our previous shows, but I mentioned that I had some side effects for about a week, unfortunately. But Andy said, well, if you have them, it's a sign that something's working. I'm like, well, that makes me feel better at least.
A friend of mine in back on the East Coast in Philly had the single dose J&J a couple of years ago and kind of had real bad headache the next day and so forth, but it's getting better. Hey, listen, folks, this is what I found. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Michael Jackson and Britney Spears live.
Oh, my. That was absolutely... Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. What do you make
that
me
was
feel? Michael Jackson, Britney Spears. Now, listeners, we're in 22 countries around the world on the Andy DeMania Show. If you're listening to us live or listening to a later repeat or a podcast of this show, if that didn't have your feet tapping, then I can't help you. I'm sorry. Yeah, really. Well,
absolutely.
Was that what a powerful performance. The late Michael Jackson and, of course, Britney Spears, which has been pretty much the topic of what we're talking about today. And there's other things, you know, in the news still, you know, there's a horrible catastrophe occurred in Surfside, Florida. A condominium collapsed.
Yeah.
2 nights ago. There's 159 people still unaccounted for. It just came down like a 9/11 building, like a recurrence. That's what it looked like. Just a building just came crumbling down in the middle of the night with people sleeping, watching TV, whatever. And I'm afraid the death toll is going to be significant when it's all said and done. And
so tragic.
All the best. And that's on every paper, every headline, at least here in America.
Same here. You know,
Yeah, and there too. So there's, you know, there's not a whole lot that we can add to that on our show. It's there, the news, the media, the newspapers, television, radio, it's all over the place. So I just wanted to touch upon it and extend our best wishes, our sympathies. A lot of people are going to have some, you know, tragic experiences from losing loved ones as a result of this. And we just wish everybody the best. What else can we do? What else can we do?
This is true. We send our love out to all of you, anyone listening who's directly affected by that. We feel for you, and we send our love to you and hope everything works out okay in the end. And very compassionate towards your situation.
It's great to have you with us, former president. Thank you. Yeah, we wanted to have Nixon come in and comment on that.
But when people are pounded night after night.
No, I don't want to hear that. Thank you, Mr. President. Anyway, but again, to join our show, you're welcome to do it. We still have some time left on the show, 515-605-9888. Our phone lines are open here for you. This is your show. Amanda and I are kind of here having fun conversations as we do three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Block Talk Radio, and then you get to hear us on your podcast, wherever you're listening to our show in the world right now. Kind of, you know, it's cool. I think we touched upon this last time, too. Is that,
what's that?
Here we are doing the show live. You know, here we are, bam, bam, bam. We have about another, seven, 8 minutes left, whatever. And thereafter, like over the next few days, especially over the weekend, people are going to be hearing this, what we are saying right now, all over the world, over the globe.
Yeah, that's kind of like, makes me shift in my seat kind of thing, you know? It's kind of like, whoa, people are going to be listening to us talking and laughing and being silly and being serious, and they want to do it. That's wonderful and amazing, and thank you, truly.
You know, it's always something. So that's happening, and also what we have occurring in the world right now, of course, is the GOP and a tremendous amount happening with Biden and the Republican Senate and getting his infrastructure bill passed. And that's still, you know, which way is that going to go? You know, there's going to be a very, very healthy bill passed. That's for darn sure. Here, that's going to, you know, and here's the, you know, people say, what is infrastructure? You know, infrastructure is money to improve the railways, to high speed trains, technology, Wi-Fi for everybody, airports, airplanes, airspace system, bridges, tunnels, and on and on, train stations. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And also, 200 and some thousand plus electric charging stations across the United States to provide an impetus for people to say, hey, get off these fossil fuel combustion cars. Get an electric car, or at least a hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, whatever it might be. And here's the and this, you don't hear much about this. You're spend. All these things that were that I just mentioned that we're talking about, and this, the infrastructure bill itself is very thick, and you can dive into that on your own. I advise you to explore it wherever you are. It's very concerned to you. And it concerns everybody, actually, because what's good for America is good for the world. So, but here's what that does. It creates jobs. And you know what happens when you give somebody a job? The person you employed becomes a taxpayer and maybe even pays more taxes than they were previously. Right?
Yes.
So we're talking about, you know, all, you know, billions of dollars. We're talking about putting people to work in incredible fields. You know, and also, you know what we're doing now in this country? We're building these great big solar energy fields, like solar panels, thousands of solar panels connected, bam, daisy chain, you know, to replace, you know, fossil fuel combustion to create energy. Using the energy, harnessing the energy from the sun to power cities, to power our homes, to give us the power we need, to power our cars.
Yes.
And these, and everything needs, everything I just talked about, the solar panels, the railroad stations, the you know, the airspace system, the high-speed trains, bridges, tunnels, you know, all these various things need human hands to happen. That means a job for the people who owns those hands. Each hand holder. If you own the hands, you need a job. You've heard.
Well,
you've heard the expression,
I'm gonna hand it to you, Andy. You know.
Thank you. Aren't I something? You've heard the expression. You know, people say, "Well, oh man, they, you know, you get a whole. If you have a pulse, you can get hired by them. Mm-mm. If you have a hand, you can get hired by them. That a hand?
Yeah. I hope they don't call that a hand job.
Did you think, so let me, you know.
Sorry. It is Friday.
It is Friday. You know, yes, it is. What do you think of, what was it going to say? Do you know what I was going to say?
Mm. I'm sorry, my darling. I really don't, because the amazing and vast mind of Andy Kimball is still just a beautiful mystery to me.
Mm. Thank you. I'm
welcome.
Thinking that is. I think thank you. I'm not quite sure what to say. and for me to say that is a feat in itself.
Are we clear?
Yeah, Jack. Yes. You're sure. Thank you. We're trying to be. So the question I had is, and this came up, and I forget where. I don't think it was on the show. It was in a news story. I forget, but they're talking about prostitution in this country. Prostitution is illegal in the UK, correct?
Yes.
It is. So let's take, this is somebody's spin on prostitution. Take a listen.
Okay.
I do not understand why prostitution is illegal. Why should prostitution be illegal? Selling is legal. Fucking is legal. Why isn't selling fucking legal? You know, why should it be illegal to sell something that's perfectly legal to give away?
You know, he's got a valid point. When he puts it like that, you know?
He's full of shit.
Oh, God.
I have no further use for you.
We're not done yet. Give us a minute. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're rudely cut off. Yes, go ahead.
I'm just
Zing, zing.
No, I was just saying that, you know, if that's the kind of job you want, then, you know, go for it. I mean, I'm sure there's many women out there who think, you know, why can't I be this? If I decide to be this, there's nothing dirty about it. I enjoy the process, the experience, and I get paid for it then. But, I mean, you've got the whole safety issues, haven't you, and the people becoming, like, the pimp and abusing women and using them the way they do. That's not good. Stay
and, of course, and
the secret is, big deal. It takes 3 minutes, get him an orgasm, then go to sleep.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
It ain't easy being me, you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. God.
I was trying to appreciate that,
None.
Andy.
No respect at all. You know what I'm saying? God.
Yeah. So you got much planned for the weekend, Mr. Kimball?
I do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how many times a day that occurs, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be
and
a great weekend.
I'm sure
weekend.
Our listeners will have a great weekend.
Yes, and speaking of which, the weekend is coming up. This show runs through the weekend. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've had, you know, participating on our end here at the Andy and Amanda Show. Amanda Love there, Andy Kimball here. And it's, have a great weekend, folks. Amanda, take us home.
Okay, on behalf of Andy Kimball in California Hollywood and myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, thank you again for listening to the show. We hope you find it informative and it touched something within you. And we hope you join us Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks again. We love you. Take care.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
All right. Stop. Stop. God. God. Yeah. So we're done for the week. Yeah. I hate long goodbyes, don't you? No, seriously, folks, it's been a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. And Amanda, what time are we on Monday? I keep getting confused. Monday, we're on at...
It's 5 p.m. in the UK. It's 9 a.m. where you are in the West Coast, right? And it's 12 p.m. in the East Coast.
Yeah, so listen on Monday. We're back live, folks. We're back live. I know a lot of you hear this podcast. If you want to join the show, again, we welcome you to. Well, at the times where Amanda just said, 515-605-9888. We welcome you aboard. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Take care now.